Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, December the 27th, 2017. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to lead us day by day, step by step. As we look around us, we see the events that are taking place in our world, and we know that your hand is on the wheel, and you recognize the path that we must take. So we commit ourselves to you again today, asking for your continued guidance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I've received a number of inquiries regarding the tax bill that has been recently voted on, and I thought I would share some information on that. Most individuals, sometimes when we begin to talk about these kinds of economic matters, their eyes glaze over, but I think I found an article in the Washington Post that might be helpful for you, for those of you who have been asking me about this. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to post this on our webpage, timewatchministries.com. You go to the Time Watch Daily, and you will find it listed there. Now, this article was published December the 15th, 2017, of course. The writer of the article is Heather Long. That's Heather Long, L-O-N-G. And the title of the article is "The Final GOP Tax Bill is Complete. Here's What is in It." Again, "The Final GOP Tax Bill is Complete. Here's What is in It." All right, let's see how far we can get with this. Republicans were joyful Friday as they finalized their tax plan, bridging differences between the House and Senate bills and moving another step closer to getting legislation to President Trump by Christmas. They also appear to have locked down the votes they need to pass the measure through the House and Senate after Senators Mario Rubio from Florida and Bob Corker from Tennessee pledged their support. After all, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act represents the largest one-time reduction in the corporate tax rate in U.S. history, from 35% down to 21%. The bill also lowers taxes for the vast majority of Americans, as well as small business owners, at least until the cut expires after 8 years. So let's continue to take a look at what it says here. Last-minute changes to the GOP big plan give a larger tax break to the wealthy and preserves certain tax savings for the middle class, including the student loan interest deduction, the deduction for excessive medical expenses, and the tax break for graduate students. A change made Friday morning to win over Rubio expands the child tax credit even further to give more money to working class families. Here's a rundown of what's in the final bill. Now, of course, what the article has here is just snippets of what's in there. If you want to read that, you will have to, you can actually click on a connection that they have here in this article. The original bill, of course, is 505 pages. All right, so let's see what's included. A new tax cut for the rich. That's the first thing. The final plan lowers the top tax rate for top earners. Under current law, the highest rate is 39.6% for married couples earning over $470,000. The GOP bill would drop that to 37% and raise the threshold at which that top rate kicks in to $500,000 for individuals and $600,000 for married couples. This amounts to a significant tax break for the very wealthy, a departure from repeated claims by Trump and his top officials that the bill would not benefit the rich. The new tax break for millionaires goes beyond what was in the original House and Senate bills, with Republicans seeking to ensure wealthy earners in states such as New York, Connecticut, and California don't end up paying substantially higher taxes as a result of the bill. All right, now, the next thing, a massive tax cut for corporations. Starting on January the 1st, 2018, big businesses, their tax rate would fall from 35% to just 21%, the largest one-time rate cut in U.S. history for the nation's largest companies. Now, essentially, let me just pause to say this. Most of the high earners, most of the very wealthy, are directly connected to some sort of corporate entity to begin with. So even though their tax rates are scheduled higher than the corporate tax rate, for instance, your president, because he owns a number of businesses, his tax rate would be essentially attached directly to the corporations, all right? And you'll find that the majority of the cabinet members, DeVos and the Secretary of the Treasury, and most of these individuals who are completely wealthy, their connections to corporate entities will even reduce further their taxable income. All right, so let me continue as I read a massive tax cut for corporations. Starting on January the 1st, 2018, big business tax rate was fall from 35% to just 21%, the largest one-time rate cut in U.S. history for the nation's largest companies. The House and Senate bill originally had the big back business tax rate fall into 20%, but Republicans were not able to make the math work to keep the rate that low and start it right away in the new year, so they compromised by moving the rate to 21%. It still amounts to roughly a $1 trillion tax cut for businesses over the next decade. Republicans argue this will make the economy surge in the coming years, but most independent economists and Wall Street banks predict only a modest and short-lived boost to growth. So the argument, as I'm sure that you've heard it by those who support this bill, is that if they give corporations a large tax break and the wealthy a large tax break, then they'll go out and hire more people. Well, the fact of the matter is, it sounds really good, but the problem with that is that our unemployment at the moment is about 4-point-something%, which means in order for you to hire more people, it would mean that you would have to be manufacturing more product, which would mean that you would have to be able to sell more product. And at the moment, there is no reason to assume that that would be able to be done, which means, of course, that these tax breaks that the corporate entities will embrace will be paid to the corporate heads and given out as gifts to all kinds of individuals. All right, the next subheading, you can deduct just $10,000 in state, local, and property taxes. One of the most controversial parts of the GOP tax plan is the push to greatly scale back how much state and local taxes Americans can deduct on their federal income taxes. Under current law, the state and local deduction is unlimited. In the final GOP plan, people can deduct up to $10,000 in married couples, also are limited to just $10,000, and the House initially restricted the $10,000 deduction to just property taxes, but the final bill allows any state and local taxes to be deducted, whether for property, income, or sales taxes. The move is widely viewed as a hit to blue states such as New York, Connecticut, and California, and there are concerns it could cause property values to fall in high-tax cities and leave less money for public schools and road repairs. Okay, so prior to this, those who were filing their federal taxes could deduct the taxes that they had to pay for their state and local taxes. Now there has been a limit on that. Of course, there are some states that do not charge state tax, but some of the larger states, and as the article describes it here, some of the blue states or the states that are predominantly Democratic, like New York, Connecticut, California, et cetera, these states will find that taxes will, of course, go up because they will not be able to claim all of their state and local taxes on their federal returns. All right? Or the next thing we'll look at here, the next subtopic is most Americans will pay less in taxes until 2026. Of course, the tax cut is only in place until a few years have passed, and then those who will find that they're paying less will ultimately discover that that will run out in 2026. Here's what it says. The final plan lowers the tax rates for each income level and nearly doubles the standard deduction while also scrapping the personal exemption. The result is that the vast majority of Americans will see their tax bills drop next year. Trump is fond of saying the typical family will save $2,000, but in reality, the amount will vary greatly depending on the size, location, and circumstances of each family. The bill will also increase the number of Americans who owe nothing in taxes from 44% today to 47.5% after the plan takes effect on January the 1st, 2018. But all of the individual tax cuts are scheduled to go away after 2025. Republicans opted to make tax cuts for families temporary and reductions for businesses permanent. All right. Working class families get a bigger child tax credit. Thanks to a late push by Rubio and Senator Mike Lee, the child tax credit would be more generous for low-income families and the working class. The current child tax credit of $1,000 per child. The House and Senate bill expanded the child tax credit, with the Senate going up to the maximum of $2,000 per child. Now, that's great, and that gives parents who have low incomes more to deduct. Going from $1,000 to deduct, now you can deduct $2,000 per child. The final bill keeps the $2,000 per child credit, and families making up to about $400,000 a year get to take the credit, but it also makes more of the tax credit refundable, meaning families that work but don't earn enough to actually owe any federal income taxes will get a large check back from the government. Benefits for those families were initially limited to about $1,100, but through changes Rubio and Lee pushed for, it is now up to $1,400. Now, of course, that doesn't sound like a very large figure, but that's what it is. Next, the individual health insurance mandate goes away in 2019. And, of course, you know what that was. The health insurance mandate was that law put in place by Barack Obama's Affordable Care Act, where those who did not have health insurance would have to pay a tax on it. And the reason why that was so is that would be the only way to provide health care for everyone in the country who might need it. Now, that's going to go away. Beginning in 2019, Americans would no longer be required by law to buy health insurance or pay a penalty if they don't. The individual mandate is part of the Affordable Care Act, and removing it was a top priority for Trump and the congressional Republicans. The final bill does not start the repeal until 2019, though. The Congressional Budget Office projects the change will increase insurance premium and lead to 13 million fewer Americans with insurance. Of course, you've heard that figure before, 13 million fewer Americans receiving insurance, and that is the way that is going to turn out. All right, now the next heading. You can pass your heirs up to $22 million tax-free. That is, if you're going to leave some money in your will for your heirs, it can be up to $22 million, and you don't have to pay taxes on it. In the end, the estate tax, often called the death tax by opponents, would remain part of the U.S. tax code, but far fewer families will pay it. Under current law, Americans can pass up to $5.5 million tax-free. That threshold is $11 million for married couples. The House wanted to do away with the estate tax entirely, but some senators feel that it was too much of a giveaway to the mega rich. The final compromise was to double the threshold, so now the first $11 million that people pass on to their heirs in property, stock, and other assets won't be taxed. And yes, that means $22 million for married couples. The next heading, pass-through companies get a 20% reduction. Most American businesses are organized as pass-through companies in which the income from the business is passed through to the business owner's individual tax return. Now, that's what we were talking about just now when we refer to some of the millionaires and the billionaires who are directly connected to corporations. Corporations, partnerships, and sole proprietorships are all examples of pass-through businesses. In the final GOP bill, the majority of these companies get a deducted 20% on their income tax-free. So apart from the tax, the reduction in their taxes that they will receive being a millionaire or a billionaire on income, they then also receive a 20% free number on any profit that they make in their corporations. So let me read that sentence again. In the final GOP bill, the majority of these companies get to deduct 20% of their income tax-free, a large reduction that mirrors what was in the Senate bill. The changes, however, expire after 2025. The National Federation of Independent Businesses initially opposed the House version, arguing that it didn't do enough for small businesses, but later endorsed the House and Senate plans. Service businesses such as law firms, doctor's offices, and investment offices can take only the 20% deduction if they make up to $315,000 for married couples. Now, I know that by now, some of you, your eyes are glazing over and you're wondering how you're going to ever really understand this. It's important that you get a grip of this, however, and that's one of the reasons why we're going to post this. Of all the articles that I came across with this, I found this one to be the most explanatory. And so what we're going to do is we're going to post this so that you can take a look at it. Now, it's important that you have an understanding. You know, sometimes, most of the time, we allow other people to make out our tax returns. And that is something that we should do because in a lot of cases, we don't really have the skill in order to do that ourselves. But that does not mean that we should not have an understanding of exactly what is happening and how the changes in the tax laws impact us. You know, it means that we need to remain informed concerning the things that have a direct impact on our lives. And this is something that you need to take a look at. So, as I said before, I'm going to continue reading this for a little bit, but I'm going to post this so that you can take a look at it. You ought to find a little bit of a tax break somewhere starting in February, maybe. And of course, the impact of your taxes will begin to show up in your paycheck based on the adjustments made in the tax deductions that come out of your salary. And I sincerely hope that you take a look at the statement that accompanies your paycheck. You really should know what your statement says. And you should be able to go back and compare the statement that you get for your January and your February and compare it with what it looked like in December or November or October of the year 2017. That way you will know for sure what you have experienced or what you have gained. Has your tax deduction out of your paycheck gone up or has it gone down? And that would really be the only way that you will be able to measure the impact of the tax bill, by taking a close look at your paycheck and the statement that accompanies it. you need to know what that says. You're not going to be able to do much about it, but at the very least, you will be informed. Let's take a look at a few. Well, let's just read a couple more of these headings here. There will be no corporate AMT tax. The final GOP bill gets rid of the corporate alternative minimum tax, a big relief to the business community. The Senate include now AMT means alternative minimum tax. The Senate included the corporate alternative minimum tax in its version of the bill, but the House did not. The corporate AMT makes it difficult for businesses to reduce their tax bill much lower than 21%. CEOs complained that this was a backdoor tax that would make them less likely to build new plants, buy more equipment, and invest in more research, since the corporate alternative minimum tax made the tax credits for those investments essentially null and void. So that's going to be taken away, and so therefore the corporations will be able to make even more money. Next subheading, fewer families will have to pay the individual AMT, alternative minimum tax. The AMT for individuals started in 1969 as a way to prevent rich families from using so many credits and loopholes to lower their tax bill to almost nothing. But what started out as a way to prevent the wealthiest Americans from tax dodging started to hit more and more families over time. Currently, the ATM kicks in fully for individuals earning over $120,000 and married couples earning over $161,000. Under the final Senate bill, that threshold is lifted to $500,000 for individuals and $1 million for married couples. Some families in the $200,000 to $500,000 range will still have to pay alternative minimum tax, but they will pay far less than they were before. All right, so we have pretty much done pretty well. We've gotten pretty close to the end of that article. I am going to post that. It's about 4 pages long, but I think, as I said before, it's one of the better articles that gives you a little bit of an understanding of what the changes are. And please remember what I said. Look for your January paycheck and compare your statement with the statement in December. You will be able to see what kind of deductions were taken out of your salary for taxes, both for state and for federal. If you're in a state that charges taxes, then you would be able to follow that for a few months, January, February, March, April, and then you would be able to see clearly whether or not this new tax bill has been a boon to you, a Christmas gift, as the president said it was going to be, or whether or not it's a Christmas bill to you for an increase. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have given us the wisdom that we need to guide our footsteps. We ask, Lord, that you would help those who are listening today to take a closer look at their financial situation so that they might be able to see closely where they are, where they stand, and be prudent in their use of their finances. We know that all blessings come from you, and we know that you continue to guide us and take care of us in all things. So we continue to place ourselves in your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your daily briefing, December the 27th, 2017.